This is a check of the opening markets for your Monday morning on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, the market saw a little bit of reversal here to start the week.
Yeah, a little bit of profit taking. We have seen the funds continue to back out of some of these positions that they've held for the last few months, just slowly but surely liquidating some of these long positions. They've also been, some of the other funds have been liquidating some of their short positions as well. So we are seeing lower open interest on the corn and beans as well. That is something to take note of. As we go into this USDA report on Wednesday, we are a little bit overvalued. We're coming in with some very hot markets, so it is entirely possible that this is just a little bit of profit taking ahead of that report.
And on the export side of things, right at the end of the week, we heard announcements that China had bought some more corn. Are we going to see some of that shift here as South America still throws us some question marks?
Well, this is the big thing right now. This is all new crop corn that we're seeing out of China here recently. So that big sale that we made to them last week, 1.36. We had another sale this morning of just over a million metric tons to China. That is all new crop sales. So stuff that'll go as early as September or October. But the big thing that we have found, even though we continue to have problems, or Brazil continues to have problems with their safrinha crop as far as dryness and stress, we have not seen any major old crop sales to warrant thinking that we're seeing any switching at this point.
All right, Greg. Well, if there's any producers out there that want to make some marketing plans, how do they get in touch with the folks at Allendale?
Well, you can call us at 800-262-7538.
You can hear my full conversation with Greg McBride of Allendale under the podcast section at iowaagnet.com. The futures markets are up next.
May is beef month in Iowa and across the country. Iowa ranks fourth in the nation in the number of cattle and calves on feed, with over 890,000 head and 19,200 operations. Cattle in Iowa account for 30,000 jobs and almost $7 billion to the state's economy. Beef is also healthy for you. 1 3-ounce serving has 25 grams of protein and 10 grams of total fat. So the next time you enjoy a burger or steak, thank an Iowa beef producer. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
On the futures market, July corn down 6 at 7.26 and a quarter. December down 13.5 at 6.23 even. July beans down 3.5 at 15.86 and a quarter. November new crop down 8.5 at 14.25 even. Soy meal is down $1.10 at $4.40.70 per ton. And soy oil is down 43 cents at $64.08. That's a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.